Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
We never hear any stories about people that start in the middle and go straight down, okay? And I went straight down and then down and then down.
I'd like to believe that I could look in the mirror and tell myself I'm great and then I'd feel it. But if you're destroying yourself the other 23 hours and 56 minutes, the self-talk isn't going to matter.
Rich people do not value money the way poor people do. I think a lot of us, if we grew up poor, we believe it takes money to make money. Our parents told us that. Maybe a grandparent or the neighbor or somebody said that to us because that was their how they justified not having their breakthrough and getting trapped. They're like, oh, the reason I didn't get out. And we know everybody's got an excuse in their lifetime. Everybody uses them at some point in their lifetime to trap themselves. This idea that it's not true, it's a myth.
What do all these successful people have in common? You know, whether it was the mattress dealer, the car dealer, the furniture dealer, or Elon Musk, they spend money, man. You know, they spend money, they spend a lot of money. And they don't worry about money the way I was worried about it. They used money, you know, they used it. They didn't save it, they didn't hoard money. Mm-hmm. And the greatest companies on this planet today, the ones that have just like, some of these companies have lost money for 25 years. Look at Amazon.
Yeah.
Reinvest, 1.7 million employees. When I started, I remember I looked at Ernst Young. I said, I have a buddy that worked at Ernst Young. I said, how many employees you got? He's like, 240,000.
Wow.
And I'm worried about 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
What am I thinking?
Mm.
So when I quit studying individuals and started studying people, everything shifted for me. What is this big company doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because that also relieved me of being competitive with this guy, Pete, and started saying, okay, I'm going to go do what Coca-Cola does. That's when I bought the plane.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
How old were you when you bought the plane?
I was 50, maybe 55, the first one. I bought it because I studied what Coca-Cola was doing. They bought planes. I said, why are they buying planes? Oh, then I learned how they write them off. And then I learned how they trade them every 3 years.
That's crazy.
So notice every 3 years, I'm trading a plane. I'm getting rid of it, replacing it with another one. But what are they using it for? They don't use it for pleasure. They're not using it for Instagram photos.
Right.
They're using it to go and set up headquarters in other countries.
Wow.
You know, so that's when I wrote, if you're not first, you're last, because when I started studying these companies, I'm like, Coca-Cola's everywhere. You can't go anyplace and not see Coca-Cola. I was like this big. I was always thinking about what can I keep?
Mm-hmm.
And they were thinking about how many shells can we get on? How many eyeballs can we see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it all clicked for me.
I'm a guy that grew up in the middle class. All I do is do drugs all day long. I don't learn a damn thing, nothing. One night, there's a deal that goes down in my house. Me and another buddy are partying. They call it partying. It's never a party. It's always bad. I open the door to walk this dude out, and this other guy jumps up on this step, puts a .45 caliber pistol right in my face, literally right here in my face, jammed the barrel right into my head. You can see the scar right here, okay? Then he took the back of it and started hammering both sides of my head, underneath the mouth, on top of the head, put 76 stitches in my head and face. And I went to the hospital. My mom was called to the hospital. My mom had no idea who I was. She's like, but where's my son? 28 days later, I was in a treatment center for drug addiction. And I finally put my first couple of days not using drugs together. But more importantly than not doing something, I started something that day. I'm going to become somebody. I want a great life. I want to be the guy that has freedom. I went into work the next day. The people that I worked for were gracious enough to let me keep that job. I took that addiction for drugs and literally threw it into my work.
I really started learning from the beginning. What you learn is you're learning from the master. You know, and so I'm duplicating and emulating. Then at some point you cross.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Cross over and you become the master. If you're a guy like me, I'm always looking to improve everything. I'm looking for another little tweak, another little twist. You and I did that with the podcast. I'm looking for that next thing all the time, how to make something just a little better, a little faster. And so at some point, I kept studying this guy until I was able. In the beginning, I didn't challenge anything. I used, I duplicated,
I
got
results. Let me follow the script that I learned. Let me use exactly what he's telling me to do. Do it.
Whatever I heard, I'm going to be like, I'm going to make that work. That's going to be my stable datum. And once I could trust that, then I could build on top of it. I never yeah-butted anything. I got a better way in the beginning. Dude, until I got the results over and over, consistent results, then I started teaching it to other people. Then I started learning angles. And then I basically created my own style and I actually almost threw away what I had learned and created this new thing called information-assisted selling.
Information-assisted selling.
Where I started leading with what people wanted rather than this guy kind of hid. It was the old school, hide it. Don't avoid the price, bring it up later. And that's where I really started accelerating everything, giving people the information up front, allowing you to understand how much this watch or ring was or car was. Before you even asked about it, I'd tell you it's 58,000.
Right away. So you wouldn't wait till the very end. You'd say, here's
everything. Look, if you're shopping for a car, or a watch or a ring or a coaching program, whatever it is, you probably want to know how much it is. I know I would. This particular product's $58,000. It would require about, you know, $2,500 down. Your payments would be about $550 a month. Let's be sure you're on the right product. You see, I got the value proposition, the money. I got you thinking about money right now. I want you thinking about money so that when I show the product, you can start making sense of it. Because I can't convince you that it's worth it. You have to convince you.
They gave me a little pill and said, you need to take this little pill every day. I said, dude, I came here to get off pills, okay? And before I left, the counselor grabbed me and said, hey, if you don't give up your ideas of getting rich, because in 28 days, you share your whole life, all your dreams, your goals, everything. They're trying to get to what happened. Give up all your ideas of writing books. Give up your ideas of helping people all over the world. Just help the alcoholic and the drug addict, and that'll be enough. Give up any ideas of being rich and famous, being free and financially wealthy. Give it up, okay? Because if you need to be satisfied with one thing, not using drugs every day. So I went home with my little pill, sat down that night, looked at that little pill on the little table that I had, and remembered what that dude was telling me. Give up all these ideas. Looked at that pill. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna show this guy that I'm not powerless. Not unmanageable. I can control my life. I'm gonna get rich. And so if I could just stay busy, okay, if I could just have a place to work every day and something to do and somebody to call and somebody to be in front of, that was my big fear. My big fear was that little white pill. I threw those in the trash that night. Never would use another one again. And I just made a decision that day not to quit, not to be powerless, not to be unmanageable, but to be somebody. And I've been doing that since I was 25. Every day waking up, today I'm gonna be somebody. I'm not just going to think about it. I'm going to be somebody today. I'm going to grow into who I should be.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.